The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
And now, it's time for a Deep South legend that's been keeping it real here in Atlanta for over two decades. It's the Buck Ballou Show, only on The Fan.
Welcome to the Buck Ballou Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. So glad you're with me on this Friday morning, the weekend almost here. And we are ready to get to work. Road Dogg in the house, got his Georgia colors on. DT ready to get to work on a big, big Friday. And we're going to take your calls today at the bottom of the hour, so get ready for the blitz. As we will take your call on any sports-related topic, any opinion, you won't hear Road Dogg. Road Dogg's going to answer the phone. And you won't hear Road Dogg say what these other producers probably tell you. Well, we're not on that topic anymore. You can call back later. We're going to take any topic, any opinion, the blitz, we call it. Trying to get you on the air and be a part of the show today. That's coming up at 10:30. We will take your calls. Right now, though, we do what we always do. We give you Buck's big take right out of the gates.
Big take.
All right, so all three of the National League East contenders has suffered key injuries in entering the season. The Mets lost the world's best closer, Edwin Diaz, for the season with a torn patellar tendon. The Phillies now have lost their slugger, Reese Hoskins, for the season with a torn ACL. And the Braves will not have their new closer, Raisel Iglesias, to start the season because of what has been described as a low-grade shoulder inflammation. So you can count on Iglesias being out for at least the first 2 weeks minimum. But at least Raisel will be back soon after that, hopefully. For the Mets and Phillies, well, losing Diaz and Hoskins at the last minute for the entire season, apparently, those are big-time losses. You can't replace that talent, not this late in the process. Heads up, advantage Braves, because we can cover up Iglesias being out. But the Mets and Phillies, they've suffered huge losses before they've played one game this season. And the National League East being regarded as the only division in Major League Baseball that has three teams that are good enough to be contenders for the World Series this season. And two of those three teams have been hit hard before they even start the season. And look, I am not a guy celebrating the fact that I saw Reese Hoskins laying on the ground grabbing his knee yesterday. As you know, I'm not a Phillies guy. Never will be. But I feel bad for him. I don't get any joy by seeing Edwin Diaz being carried off the field in the WBC Classic. Those teams have heavily invested in big-time, high-priced talent. And they've been hit hard before the curtains even pulled back. And there's your big take today. So we get the show started. And I am ready to talk about the Braves and the challenge they face. Let's get to that.
For the latest on the Braves, it's time to go shopping.
So Raisel Iglesias, low-grade shoulder inflammation. They're going to shut him down for 7 days. He's on that 15-day IR. And so let's talk about the domino effect. Who replaces Iglesias as the closer first month of the season? Well, that's A.J. Minter, and he's earned it as far as the closer role. AJ Minter will get those closing opportunities until Iglesias is back 100% ready to go. Now, Minter has some experience closing out games for the Atlanta Braves. Last season, he was 5-for-9 in save opportunities. 25-for-39 in save opportunities for his career. Remember back in 2018? Can you remember that far back? 2018. Prior to the pandemic, Minter was 15 of 17 in save opportunities. Now, that's a really good ratio right there. So he is experienced in that closer's role. And when he is sharp, when he's got his act together, AJ Minter is on the attack with a two-pitch power combo that is really devastating. So he's got that four-seam fastball. He's rushing up there. He's got that really slow wind-up. And then, boom, that fastball comes out of there. And it really, as a hitter, it really throws you off. You see this really slow as molasses wind-up. And then, boom, that mid-90s fastball is by you before you can catch up to it. So now you got to cheat. You got to swing a little sooner on that fastball that Minter has. And then he comes with that plus breaking ball that he's got. Some people calling it a cutter. Others call it a slider. I'm just going to call it a breaking ball. So you're cheating on the fastball to catch up to that. And you get the breaking ball that runs away, down and away from left-handed hitters. And it dives down under the right-hander's bat. So it's effective against the lefty and the righty. And he also shows a changeup. In these long at-bats, you might see a changeup about 15% of the time. But that two-pitch power combo with the four-seam fastball and the breaking ball is absolutely devastating when he's commanding those pitches. So I'm not worried about Iglesias being out for, I don't know, two, three weeks, maybe the first month of the season, because I'm a believer in AJ Minter. But the domino effect, okay, now, if Minter's going to close, then who steps up and fills Minter's job of being the eighth inning guy in a high-leverage situation? So the Braves have a one- or two-run lead going to the eighth inning. Who are they bringing in? Because it used to be Minter. Now he's closing out games. So who replaces AJ in that eighth inning when you have the lead? And I'm just going to guess it's got to be Joe Jimenez. Now, we brought him in. He's been with the Tigers for an extended period of time. And I think this is the reason why they brought him in here, because he's a guy that's got a power arm also. He's going to rush that fastball up there about 95. And he's going to throw it by a lot of people. And then he's got a really good breaking ball, too. So he's more of a two-pitch guy. But I'm just assuming as we sit here today, you're going to see the new Brave, Joe Jimenez, will step in Minter's role as the high-leverage setup man as we begin the season. Look, Colin McHugh can fill that role a little bit. I don't know if it comes down to it. Dylan Lee maybe would be an option. You got Lidke, the lefty you brought in that's been with the Yankees. You got Yates, who, you know, I need to see more of Kirby Yates and where he's at to feel comfortable. But when you lose your closer, you got to have somebody fill in the void there. Then the domino effect happens. Who are you going to pitch in the eighth inning?
That's the funny thing about bullpens, Buck. Both when you lose a guy and when you improve him, it's not just that one spot. It's basically the whole kind of ladder moves down or up a whole spot. So luckily the Braves in pretty good shape when it comes to bullpen depth. But as Double A will say, you can never have enough bullpen arms, and this is an example why.
Joe Jimenez, he is a guy that fastball at 95 is going to blow it by you. And then he's got the really hard slider that's effective. So he's more of a two-pitch guy. Minter has developed that changeup a little bit. I wanted to talk about Snit's new batting order, too, so get ready for that. MLB rated the power rankings, rated the lineups, the batting orders for teams in Major League Baseball. They got the Braves number one. And I heard I think it was the locker room show yesterday talking about what they thought the lineup would be. Let me throw it out at you. My best educated guess is what it's going to look like here against right-handed pitching to start the season. You're going to see Acuna hitting in that familiar leadoff role. Matt Olson hitting second in the lineup. Austin Riley hitting third. You're going to have Sean Murphy, the catcher, batting cleanup. Can't wait to see more of him. Michael Harris, most likely hitting fifth in the middle of the lineup. Albies hitting sixth. Rosario seventh. Ozuna eighth. Arcia hitting ninth. That's against right-handed starters. That's my best educated guess on that. Now, when a lefty throws, Acuna hitting leadoff. Snitch's going to have seven right-handed hitters in the lineup against the lefties. Acuna leadoff. Albies will move up and hit second, bat right-handed, and he's really effective swinging the bat from that side of the plate. Riley stays third. You slide Olson down to cleanup, lefty on lefty. Murphy will slide into the fifth spot. Ozuna would move up to sixth. Darno would be in there. As far as a DH or catching, hitting seventh, another right-handed bat in there. Harris would slide down lefty on lefty. Harris would be down there at eight. Arcia hitting ninth. So if you're wondering about the lineup, that's my best educated guess on what that's going to look like as we get the season started. But we're going to score some runs, man. We are going to score some runs. MLB had the Braves' number one lineup. Astros 2, Padres 3, Blue Jays 4, Cardinals 5. They had the Mets 8 and the Phillies 9. And now the Phillies probably going to drop back a little bit further than that because Harper won't be back until probably around the All-Star break with a Tommy John surgery. And now they've lost Rhys Hoskins for apparently the season. So there's some baseball right out of the gate today, brother. Hope you like that. You can listen to 680 The Fan multiple ways. 680 AM, 93.7 FM, streaming at 680thefan.com. Click and watch. Get that Fan mobile app. Driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. Beaver Direct, fastest and easiest way to shop online for your next vehicle. Get up there in Cumming, check them out, and let them wow you. All right, coming back on the other side, man, we're going to dive into the big dance. Sweet 16 action last night, coming up tonight. And we're going to take your calls, too. Bottom of the hour, the Blitz. Any topic, any opinion, 404-231-1680, the number. Some Bulldog talk, Bryce Young Pro Day, all that coming up here on the Belue Show. On the Fan, 680 and 93.7.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves. And people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Belue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit jimellis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
One, two, three, four. Get up. Get on up. Get up. Get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up. Like a sex machine.
The Buck Belue Show here on the Fan, 680 and 93.7. Get ready for a big weekend. Boy, late night last night, seeing all that basketball. Get up. Another big night tonight as the Sweet 16 unfolds down to the Elite Eight. And then into the Final Four. We'll be talking about next week.
Buck, you stayed up to see the end of those games?
Yeah. Saw them all last night.
It was worth it. At least UCLA and Gonzaga made it worth it for you, huh?
Yeah, that was a good one. You know, I'd given up on UCLA, and then they come storming back there at the very end. No lead is safe, apparently.
Madness.
Our March Mania coverage on 680 The Fan is presented by AquaGuard Foundation Solutions, Duffy Realty, and our good friends at Hooters. Hooters looks like they're packed, man, during the NCAA tournament. Those guys are flocking in there to get some wings, see what's going on, and enjoy some basketball. Get out to Hooters and check it out. All right, let's bounce around a little bit, talk about what we saw last night. And we'll do that first before we look ahead to later today. So how about those Tennessee Volunteers going down last night to Florida Atlantic? The Owls are now 34-3. They're the only team in basketball, college basketball, with 34 wins right now. And Tennessee found out why last night. Now the Owls went on this 18-2 run. Gave them a double-digit lead. And were able to overcome a cold shooting first half where the Owls were 3-for-14 from three-point land. Things fell apart for Tennessee. Flat fell apart. Let's hear from the Florida Atlantic head coach Dustin May on knocking out the Vols.
It's awesome for our university, our athletic department, and our community, and we are extremely proud to represent them. Our guys have done it with professionalism all year, and so it's awesome for everyone, especially as we've put a lot of time. These guys have put a lot of work, elbow grease, into building a program, and so for it to be to this point, it's very rewarding, but we'll focus on all that later after the season.
Florida Atlantic into the Elite Eight. Did you have that in your bracket? I didn't think so. Michigan State going down. Tom Izzo was the only remaining coach that had won a national title. Now he's gone as Kansas State knocks them off in overtime. Really
gone.
Exciting game, 98-93. And my new favorite player, Marquise Knoll, the little 5'8 point guard for Kansas State, put on a show again last night. 20 points. That doesn't impress you? What about the 19 assists that he had? Dude was dealing last night against Sparty. 5 steals for Knoll, too. I mean, talk about dominating from the point guard position. K-State moves on. Michigan State's going home. Let's hear from Izzo talking about Sparty not playing their best.
I've been part of a lot of big wins, and I've been part of a lot of tough losses. Never been prouder of a team because we didn't have our game tonight. We did not play like we were the first half. It was just kind of, we were ham and egging it, and we were just kind of fighting through it. And those 2 shot clock threes they hit, one was a bank in from almost on the ground. And then we missed some free throws, some of our better guys. I mean, it just wasn't, they made some plays, and we did some strange things. But we played our butt off.
Yeah, Izzo's coaching was awesome, apparently. It was just the players let him down.
That's what I heard, Buck.
And then yeah. K-State got lucky. I mean, they were banking balls in for threes. Izzo was spectacular, though, in that losing cause. Arkansas's gone home. And the Yankee school in their UConn flat out just dominating this basketball game. My goodness, they went on a 14-0 run in the first half, and they played from out front the rest of the way. Jordan Hawkins was breaking them down. They couldn't handle Hawkins. Arkansas couldn't. Musselman had to leave the shirt on after the game. And here's Coach Musselman talking about the season ending.
It's really difficult to be one of the teams that plays their way into the tournament, and then it's really difficult to win a game. Really proud of, you know, the way that we positioned ourselves non-conference. It started then by playing really well non-conference, and You know, obviously the way that we played the first two games in this tournament, we played phenomenal. And tonight we ran into a team that passed the ball really well and shared it. But, you know, proud of these three guys as well as everybody in our locker room. Because, again, there's not a lot of teams that have been to three straight Sweet 16s.
Yeah, and then the finale last night went in a little bit over midnight. Best I remember, got UCLA going down. This is a tale of two halves. UCLA up 13 at halftime. Second half dominated by the Zags. And they had to hold off the Bruins to advance to the Elite Eight. So Gonzaga moving on. UCLA heading home. All right, tonight, more entertainment for you as Alabama tips off at 6:30 on TBS. They're playing in Louisville. San Diego State, they're confident. These are two confident basketball teams. San Diego State's won 12 out of their last 13, six in a row. You got Alabama, they've won 9 out of 10, 5 in a row. Brandon Miller, you know all about him. This Tide defense playing really, really well. You got San Diego State, a veteran group. They play 7 seniors and 2 juniors. So they're very disciplined. They don't turn the ball over a lot. Getting good looks. Very patient. This should be a nice game. Alabama, by the way, here's a trend for you. 29-1. When they score more than 71 or more points. So when the Tide scores over 70, they're winning. And San Diego State, they're allowing 63 points a game. 7:15 tip, you got Houston, the other number one seed left in the bracket, taking on Miami and Kansas City. Houston playing an outstanding brand of defense. Their head coach, Kelvin Sampson, demands it. They are number one in field goal percentage on defense. Opponents only shooting 36% from the floor when they play the Cougars. Miami's really balanced offensively. 4 players averaging 13-plus. Top 10 scoring offense. They create a lot of easy baskets. This should be another good game as far as the early games go. Princeton and Creighton at 9. Got Xavier and Texas at 9:45. And there you go. Big dance action again tonight. Next week we'll be talking Final Four. All right, coming up here in just a moment, we're going to take your phone calls.
Coming up today at 10:30, Buck wants you to get involved in the show. It's the Blitz. So get ready to call and sound off at 404-231-1680. Call now to get in on the Blitz on the Buck Belue Show. Let's find out what's popping.
All right, we got the WGC Dell Match Play PGA Tour event continuing and some really awesome matchups today. If you're a golfer, you're going to be digging this. Scheffler looking good, taking on Tom Kim today. Tom Kim really having a good year. Rahm's got Billy Horschel, which should be a good match. Rory using that old putter that he had. Did you see the monster drive he had to close out his opponent, Denny McCarthy, yesterday? You probably saw the video of this. So he hits a monster on a par 4, 375-yard drive that goes within 4 feet of the flag.
Buck, I saw it last night on social media and immediately had my first thought was, this is fake. Let's figure out how this was actually done. But no, Rory almost hauled out on a regular length par 4.
Wouldn't you love to do that? Step up on a par 4, drive the green to within 4 feet, then run it in for eagle.
And have your opponent concede the match with his tail between his legs.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm looking forward today to see Jason Day, a former number one player in the world. He's playing some solid golf these days. And he gets Colin Morikawa in a really primo matchup today. Looking forward to seeing that. Spieth gets Shane Lowry. Chris Kirk getting Hovlin today. A good matchup there. Finau and Kitayama. Another Japanese name for you, the Kitayama. Yoshida, Henley, and Hatton. That's going to be, those guys are tough competitors, man. That'll be a good match. Shafley and Hoagie, who set that course record a couple weeks ago.
That's the kind of guy I could see thriving in match play, too, because he'd make a lot of birdies. He might make some bogeys, but he's going to make a lot of birdies, too.
Cantlay and Brian Harman, the lefty from Georgia. Kisner and Suh.
How about them Oaks?
Suh's playing well. Taking on Kiz today. And then Max Homa and Matsuyama. Takahashi Matsuyama. Okamoto taking on Homa today as they narrow this thing down, the seventh and final Dell match play in Austin for you golf lovers out there. 404-231-1680, the number, as we open up the blitz to take your calls today. And it doesn't have to be on topic, all right? What's on your mind today? Want to hear it. Where is the Falcons draft? Coming in today, I heard the show talking about moving up to get Anthony Richardson. Almost wrecked the car. So any sports-related topic and opinion, we'll take your calls and get you lined up right now. Road Dog's going to answer the phone. Call up and say hello to Road Dog. And yesterday, man, I had this dude yesterday really giving it to me. Wanted to pull up his name and see what he was saying. Let you hear that. Something about Blue. Not a big fan of the show. And I was saying, well, why don't you join us today on the Blitz? 404-231-1680, the number. You know what's funny is one guy calls, and then you see all the phone lines light up.
Yeah, I don't think people believe you're going to take their call until we actually take a call. So, yeah, folks, come on. Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want here with Buck Ballou. No need for Twitter. No need for email. Get on the phone right now.
Kevin Brown saying, I stopped listening between 10 and 11. By Ballou getting worse by the day. And so I was thinking, okay, how do I respond to that? And I said, why don't you call in today? Should be fun. If you called in, that'd be awesome. He didn't reply. So I don't guess he's going to call today. The Podcast Park, you can find all of our podcasts right there at thepodcastpark.com. Got a lot of great baseball podcasts. And I've got episode 84, Bucks Beat, dropped yesterday afternoon. We're talking about the Atlanta Braves. And I've got Gordon Beckham, the Bally's Braves analyst and former Bulldog. Gordon Beckham is on the podcast as we're breaking down the Braves as we get ready to start the season. So I hope you'll check that out. Episode 84, Bucks Beat, The Podcast Park, brought to you by the Associated Credit Union.
It's time for the Blitz.
Here comes the rush. And here's the hit. Oh.
All right, Gary joins us on the Blitz here on the Buck Ballou Show. Gary, what's on your mind today, man?
Hey, Buck, long time, man. Need you to get some of that humor going in there that puts you right up to the line. You know what I mean? Where you might get some calls questioning what you were saying and what you were talking about. You know what I mean? Some of that. Yeah, some of that double entendre stuff.
Hey, we appreciate you, Gary. Thanks so much.
All right, man.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you a lot. Ben joins us on the Fan. Ben, welcome to the Buck Ballou Show and the Blitz.
Hey, y'all. Thank y'all so much for having me. I'm a huge fan.
Thanks, brother.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about Vaughn because I know it's been a hot topic with Atlanta lately.
No doubt. Coffee shop's buzzing on that one.
Yeah. Just in my fantasy baseball draft, I took Vaughn at the end. I really think that it's more for his, like, personal confidence, him going back to spring.
Yeah.
We know the bat's not an issue. I personally don't think the glove is an issue. But, man, a guy who already has shown and proven what he can do up at the big league level. And then you go and send him back down. Ooh, that'd light a fire under my belly.
Yeah, hopefully that's what's going to happen. He'll get back to work. And I don't think it's the glove. I think it's the range. All right? You can't play the shift this year. So now your shortstop has a lot more ground to cover. And I think he's a big guy. He doesn't have the range that most major league shortstops would have. I think that's the one thing that's holding him back. Now, I don't think that's going to change. I mean, you can go out and train and work on speed and agility, and I don't think his range is going to change. So he might be a guy that's looking at a position change. Shoemake's another one. He's got the range, but they doubt whether he can hit major league pitching. So back to AAA for him, trying to work on that. Brian joins us on the Blitz here on the Blue Show. Brian, what's up?
Hey, Buck, big fan, love the show. I just want to talk about the same thing, just the Brave shortstop. And I just want to say, I mean, I think, you know, I don't really get the outrage, I guess, about them sending Vaughn and Shoemake down. I mean, Arcia is a dude. I mean, Snit said it. I mean, he is a dude. I mean, that's a pro shortstop, starting shortstop on a playoff team. I mean, he's proven more than anyone that he could start a shortstop. And, I mean, does anyone remember what he did when he came up last season? He was raking.
Yeah, hopefully he's going to step up big. This is a great opportunity for him. He was a three-year starter at shortstop for the Brewers. And since that period, he's been a role player off the bench. So he's got to be excited about this opportunity. He can swing the bat. That's not a problem. That's not a problem. He kicks it around a lot more than you used to seeing. I mean, Dansby, we're talking less than 10 errors a season. This guy's probably going around 15 to 20, so, you know, don't get on him too bad when you see him kick it around a little bit. And I think that's what downgraded him into a bench player. But everybody's pulling for Arcia. Austin joins us on the Fan and the Blitz. Hello, Austin.
Hey, Buck. How's it going?
Man, we're doing well. You?
Yeah.
What you got today?
I wanted to mention something about going to the minor leagues, AAA play. Sounds like it's more of a timeout than any kind of serious discipline. You know, in hockey, you got to clear waivers. And so getting sent down is more of like a punishment. I see people going down a lot here in baseball. It doesn't seem that difficult.
Yeah, it's really tough. See, in the show, you got people carrying your bags. In AAA, you got to carry your own bags. AAA, you're not staying in that five-star hotel. You know, things are a little tougher on you down there in AAA. Gary on the Blitz here on the Fan. Hello, Gary.
Hey, Buck. Love the show. Plan my morning around it.
Oh, thanks, brother.
Listen, you and I had a class together at J School at the university. It's one of those auditorium classes.
We had about 400 people in there.
Yeah, I was wondering, did you have any mentors in the journalism school or anyone who really influenced you?
Mrs. Bethune really was a great deal of help. I don't know if you remember her, but she was really awesome, and we appreciate you chiming in today.
Buck, did you attend the Grady School of Journalism there at...
Well, I started the path.
Okay. Well, that's where I went. I never realized we both had some journalism classes there at at University of Georgia.
Journalism. Yeah, I tell you, one of my favorite memories there was the campus UGA radio station hosting a show on the campus radio station. Was really how we got started doing the radio back in the day. Take one more, Kevin. Kevin joins us on the Blitz. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Buck. How you doing?
Man, we're doing well.
Good. Hey, I just want to say, before I get into my comment, you're the best show on the radio on any sports talk station in Atlanta.
All right, we're going to give you a prize.
An hour.
Hey, thanks so much, man.
You're welcome.
He won the Blitz, huh?
My comment's about the Falcons. If Jalen Carter or Nolan Smith is sitting there at the Falcons pick and we don't take either one of those guys, I'm quitting them.
Yeah, let's not do that. Now, remember, they've drafted 55 years in a row and have never taken a Bulldog player number one. So there's a little bit of a trend there that's been working. All right, one more. Garth. Yeah, Garth, welcome to the Blitz, man. What's up?
Yeah, I love hearing you call those Japanese names like Matsusaka back in the olden days. But you know whose other name? You got to say Sonny Jurgensen one time. I love it when Sonny Jurgens.
Sonny Jurgens. Yeah, he didn't even
Takahashi.
Have
Takahashi.
Sonny Jurgensen, the best I remember, I had these old NFL books I would look at as a kid, and he was wearing a helmet, didn't even have a chin strap. Sonny Jurgensen.
Okamoto.
Yeah, really enjoy. I enjoyed that trip I had over to Tokyo. That was a long way from Valdosta. So the Blitz, man, we appreciate you chiming in, and we'll look forward to doing that every week here on the show. Right now, it's time for the Bulldog Roundtable.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs, and it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, far sideline, 15, 10, 5, get in there, touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's own credit union and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ballgame. Georgia will win this ballgame.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
So we're going to get topical here with this roundtable today. If I could buy stock in any of these Georgia Bulldog players in 2023, the upcoming season, what stock would that be? Now, look, the Brock Bauer stock is so high, I don't see myself making a profit with that. So Brock Bowers, I'm going to pass on Bowers. He's spectacular. He's a future first-round pick, but that stock is really high right now. So I'm looking for a bargain, something that's going to move up, make me some money. I love Bowers, but he's not the stock I would buy right now.
ISL!
You know, Amarius Mims would be a guy I would buy stock in. Now, you've seen a little bit of him, filled in for Warren McClendon when he was injured a year ago at right offensive tackle. Mims is a monster and will be one of the starting two tackles this year. He's a guy you could buy low and sell high and make some good money there. Kendall Milton.
Or sell.
Kendall Milton at the running back spot. All right, stay healthy. He has a big, big year this season. But I'm going linebacker and Smile Mondon, who continues to develop. A year ago, led the team with 76 tackles, inside linebacker. Smile Mondon. And the entire season last year, I was thinking, dude, he looks really thin. He needs to put on some weight. He looks like a safety running around last season. Well, he's done exactly that, reportedly. Smile Mondon has put on 10 to 15 pounds, which is normal, all right? You're in the strength and conditioning program. He's looking to bulk up and get a little bigger.
Does some of that come from that number he wears when the guys wear number two? Makes them look a little leaner?
Yeah, I suppose. You know, he just looked, like a young player that wasn't fully developed yet.
For sure, for sure.
But apparently has put on some weight, and I'm expecting him to bust out and have a star-studded season. This guy has got the elite-level linebacker play of being able to run and pursue and hit and get the ball carrier on the ground. I mean, he is chasing from inside out, from inside the hash all the way to the sideline. This guy is pursuing, and he's running a lot of these fast guys down. He's also really good in pass coverage, can man up in man coverage and stay with these tight ends and big wide receivers. So he's really a dual-threat linebacker. He's going to play the run tough. He's going to be able to cover really well, fast and physical. He's experienced now, having played a full season as a starter. So I'm just educated guess is telling me Smile Mondon, his anticipation when the ball snapped, that time there of anticipating what is about to happen will be reduced. He's going to be even better than he was a year ago. If I could buy stock in any of these Bulldog players right now, it would be Smile Mondon. And there's your Bulldog Roundtable. All right, coming back on the other side, we'll talk about the Bryce Young Pro Day. A lot of talk going on that. Big day for Levis today, too. We'll hit that as the Buck Ballou Show on the Fan 680 and 93.7.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit jimellis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Tasty. Time for the College Football Nugget, presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
All right, big day in Tuscaloosa yesterday. Bryce Young with his pro day. All 32 teams in attendance, 12 general managers, 10 head coaches were there to check it out. He planned on checking all the boxes, well, except one. He can't change the 5'10" thing. But he looked great throwing the ball around, short to intermediate, in the pocket, out of the pocket. He showed off the full skill set yesterday. And also impressed the executives and the owners at dinner. Bryce Young, a very impressive young man. Only thing holding him back is that 5'10" thing. But if he goes number two and goes to the Texans, look out. He could get killed down there. Remember, Deshaun Watson got sacked 62 times in 2019. How about David Carr? You see him on the NFL Network now, but his rookie year, he got sacked 76 times playing for the Texans. They need to invest in a center, an offensive guard, an offensive tackle. Or Bryce Young, or whoever it is they're going to take, is going to get killed down there. Sacked a lot, for sure. Bryce Young excels in processing information quickly, which you've got to be able to do. Very impressive pro day yesterday for the former Alabama quarterback. Got some business to take care of. 680 The Fan and Johnny's New York Style Pizza bring you the 2023 Ultimate Baseball Guide. It's free and a digital download. So stop by any of the area Johnny's New York Style Pizza locations and ask for the code, or simply scan the QR code on top of all Johnny's pizza boxes. And to get that, hey, Steve West, 11-1 tomorrow, broadcasting live from Lake Point Sports with the Rise Hoops Tip-Off Classic Elite High School Basketball Players. More information at lakepointsports.com.
Time for the final word. Brought to you by Howard Brothers, keeping Georgia green since 1955.
All right, the NFL execs and personnel guys will be in Lexington, Kentucky today for Will Levis's pro day. And if any of you know Will or know how to get in touch with him, I've got some advice I'll give you right now on the final word. Will, everyone realizes you've got a big arm. You've got arm talent. We all know that. You can throw it with velocity. You can fit it into tight windows. We know that. Today on your pro day, show them what else you can do. Like a little touch on the football, short to intermediate. A more catchable ball, you might want to show that skill set off. And there's your final word. Appreciate you hanging out, and I appreciate you calling in on the Blitz today. We appreciate it. We'll do that every week on the show. Nick and Chris are coming up next. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you, Buck.
Okay, thanks a lot, Buck.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.